Joining us now, Mike Asti from Pittsburgh Sports. Now he is the lead content manager and a host there. Mike, thank you for coming on with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're a little bit of a dreary day here, so I'm imagining your weather's a little bit better where you are.
Well, it is. The weather's fine. Let me get to this because it did sound like, in listening to the quotes from Steeler players, certainly from Mike Tomlin, the head coach, that people were in shock and, as Mike Tomlin put it, heartbroken. I didn't realize what an important, even though he is a backup quarterback, he also obviously was an incredibly hard worker, a sort of a happy, smiling guy in the locker room, good in the community as well. It sounded like he really had found a home in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, regardless of him on the field, obviously it was an incredibly sad, and I think obviously it's sad when you lose anybody in life, but 24 years old, not yet his 25th birthday, regardless of football and his career on the field, had so much life ahead of him that it was just incredibly shocking. It was really shocking. You have to go back 50 years to the last time the Steelers have had a player on the current roster pass away while on the current roster. So it's not a common theme. It's not even a common theme in sports. It's happened a few times in baseball, but it's not a common thing for these players to have dealt with. And a teammate of yours on the field in a locker room is the same thing as a family member of yours, you know. So, yeah, he wasn't necessarily somebody who had been there 10 years. It's not like he's somebody that had a Hall of Fame resume who had been there. It's not like, say, a Ben Roethlisberger type who had just retired. But that's immaterial when you're really talking about a player's life and the sudden shock of his death. And he was somebody that they brought in kind of to be a low-risk, high-reward possibility, a former first-round draft pick. He was in Washington for a year or so. That didn't work out. He did struggle on the field a little bit. There were some off-the-field rumblings of problems. And then he was gone from there, and the Steelers figured, why not bring him in? Because he had so much talent, a great player in college at Ohio State. So they liked him. He didn't get in last year. He was QB3 under Mason Rudolph. Saw a little bit of time in preseason, good in one game, not in the other. Then couldn't, obviously, ascend on the depth chart. But with Ben having retired, and Mason Rudolph really didn't, he's kind of stabilized. He hasn't progressed enough for a lot of people around the Steelers, that they brought in Mitch Trubisky, and it was going to be a competition. For my money, it does certainly feel like this is the case now and would have been the case before, that Mitch Trubisky is very likely the quarterback one for the Steelers now, whether it be a bridge or not, and Mason would either be traded or be maybe QB2. But Haskins has talent, and a lot of the players love being around him. You just look at videos and reaction from Chase Claypool, Najee Harris. They love being around the guy. None of the off-the-field troubles in Washington at all crept up in Pittsburgh. I was around them. I covered the team. I never saw or heard any of that off-the-field stuff. So it's incredibly sad. His pro career wasn't in any way guaranteed for the future, but he was going to have a crack at bettering things, and he was still very, very young, a better chance now. So really sad all the way around.
You know, what I was really interested in when I saw, because somebody who is as young as he was apparently embraced some of the community activities that players are encouraged to be involved in. He apparently was a real willing participant in that stuff.
Yeah, he was a really good guy. I mean, again, regardless of on the field, and that maybe you could have the argument that a first-round draft pick who's fighting to even be a quarterback three or a quarterback two or whatever the case may be. People throw out bust labels very quickly in sports. And certainly a quarterback's a position that if your team gives up on you after drafting in the first round, that does kind of put a black eye on you. But as a man, he was a great guy. He was a very friendly guy to be around, great to the media, was involved in many charitable activities, as a lot of Steelers are. And you mentioned NFL teams. They really strongly suggest players get involved in the community, be more than just a player on a team. But the Steelers, with the Rooney family and Mike Tomlin, they really encourage it, almost where you're almost kind of told to do so. But he did it glowingly, was involved in a lot of charities. I know he was heavily involved in a baseball tournament that happens every Sunday with the Washington Wild Things, a minor league team that's not too far from the Pittsburgh area. So, and again, just signed a couple years on an extension to kind of hang around and see again if he could compete. So it was really sad. And the fact that he was in Florida working out to improve himself. Mitch Trubisky, who I mentioned, was just joining the Steelers, brought in, signing former Bears and Bills quarterback to kind of be potentially that bridge QB1, welcomed Dwayne Haskins, backups, the running backs, receivers, etc. Haskins was one of the guys who did take him up on the offer, even though being a competitor of his potentially for the QB role. And it's just sad. He was there working. He was there trying to better himself. This video of him and Najee Harris from just the day before joking around, really just enjoying themselves. And then to have him die the way he died, it even adds a more tragic element to this, because it just didn't have to happen. It shouldn't have happened, but it's not like there was a disease or something that was found. It was just a really horrible, tragic accident. So obviously it throws a monkey wrench into maybe Steelers plans and things like that, and there was a career on the field that he maybe had in front of him, but it still kind of feels irrelevant now to even talk about all that, with only now a couple of days after the tragedy of the loss of a life at 24 years old.
I did see that Ohio State, his alma mater, is planning to hold a ceremony, sort of a celebration of life ceremony, at the Buckeyes spring game on Saturday. Do you think that's something some of the Steelers will attend?
Well, whether they're attend, that's an interesting question. I haven't heard any of them say they're going to be there, but it's very possible they could be. I would not be shocked at all. I know, again, they were training in Florida. A lot of them who were close to Dwayne Haskins were training in Florida. That, I would imagine, is a little bit derailed here, but it was still something that was supposed to go on for the week or so. So they certainly could. They certainly may be there. His high school, also, I did read reports they're going to retire his jersey number from his high school days, so that's important. And I brought this up on Twitter and got some pushback on how teams have handled things in the past and what he meant to the team, and you know, that he wasn't necessarily a superstar or Hall of Fame player, so what would you do as an organization honoring him, whether it be a patch on your jersey or whether it be a decal on the helmet? Whatever they do, they're going to do something. I can guarantee that the Steelers are going to do something for this upcoming season. Wouldn't be surprised if it is a decal on the helmet. Wouldn't even be shocked if it's a patch on the jersey, which is a step further, because this is a current player on the roster. Whether he's an iconic figure, whether he threw a game-winning touchdown pass to win a championship, or whether he's going to Hall of Fame or Pro Bowls, etc., it doesn't matter. This is a player on the roster currently. That just is so shocking, and why this is an extra thing, because it might mean more and be harder for these players now than someone, maybe some icon they didn't really know. So I would imagine they do something. Dale Drake, actually, just a couple years ago, in 2019, passing away from a receivers coach with the Steelers, he got a decal on his helmet. So something will happen in terms of honoring him, but Ohio State, his high school, the Steelers, they're going to, it's just really, really sad, but they're going to do, you know, what they can to honor him and keep his memory alive.
We're talking with Mike Asti from Pittsburgh Sports Now, and I remember reading when I first saw this come across the scroll. It's almost like, really? I mean, it's just someone who's 24. It's hard to believe. And then when you got a little bit more of the story, I had assumed a traffic accident, but him as a pedestrian hit by a dump truck. I mean, that's the weirdest thing I've heard since Dwayne Allman got killed by a peach truck. I mean, crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Being a pedestrian, it's not even like he was a driver or he was a passenger and maybe he had a vehicle accident, something that could always occur. I mean, Tiger Woods coming back and playing the Masters after his vehicle accident a couple years earlier, and how miraculous that was, and how people thought maybe at the time that would have killed him if you look at the wreckage. But he was in a vehicle he was driving. Those things happen, as awful as they are. But you don't hear every day somebody just walking across the street and getting hit by a dump truck. It's not even another car. It's a dump truck. So, yeah, it was surprising. It was shocking. It's horrible. It's a tragedy for all the reasons we've talked about. But it's also odd. And it wouldn't be a way that you would predict anything like this to occur if you somehow thought maybe something like this could occur somehow.
You're certainly right about that. Well, Mike, we thank you for taking a few minutes with us today. I know that Coach Tomlin and the rest of the Steelers will be dealing with this in their own way and probably for a while.
oh, I'm sure this is going to linger for a while. I'm sure it's going to make it harder on the Steelers in a way right now, working out and getting their offseason plan together. I'm sure this even adds an extra meeting or so to Kevin Colbert, who is retiring after the draft, whatever the Steelers do in management, Mike Tomlin. Who knows if this is going to change their mind on what they do on draft day, because Haskins was a former first-round pick they believed in. They still thought had talent. Trubisky, a former first-rounder. Mason's still there. They're a young group, even though there's some uncertainty there. But if they can't get their guy to fall to 20, do they now trade off if they weren't going to before? Do they wait? Do they try to do something in a later round? It adds a lot more of that, but emotionally it's going to be the biggest deal. And, yeah, they lost the coach recently, as I mentioned, with Drake. But losing a teammate, it's really not paralleled that often. It's a very rare thing to occur in pro sports. It's happened before, but not certainly to these players. And I'd certainly imagine this could be extra motivation. They might try to honor him and say this season's for you. But they're humans, and it could also make it harder to do that and actually do the work they need to while they're grieving.
Mike, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Have a good day, man.